Okay, today's learning is really nice. Kind of lose from Shanai and Meshman and Neil Rick, best Meshman Israel. So we're not going to be discussed for Shalom and Chaim Meshim and Malka. We brought by Sarah Malka, Matritzim and Pegel Dina, and discuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simon Reish Lamed. Like I said, we're almost finished with the Halachas of Brachas. We have one more Simon after this. And we are up to Simon Reish Lamed. I believe we are up to Sif Bey. So we were talking about over here in Sif Aleph, about the rules of a tefillah, and the key concept was that we can't have a tefillah shav. You can't daven for something that already happened should change. Hanichnas lomoid as garnai, somebody who goes in to measure his garin, he wants to see how much weed he has. Oyma yehi ratzim ufanecha Hashem alikai shetishlach bracha bekri hazeh. He says, he writes, and it should be that there should be a bracha in this pile of wheat. We'll discuss in a moment why is that not a tefillah shav, right? The wheat already exists. So why is that wheat, not wheat. I'm sorry. Have a cold. So why is that not considered tefillah shav, right? The amount of wheat is there already, right? His chalamet, once you start measuring it, oyme baruch hashaleach bracha b'kri hazeh, blessed is he who sent a bracha in this kri. Modad v'achikach beirach, what happens if he measures and then he makes the bracha? So now you already know how much it is. Hareze tefillah shav, that is a tefillah shav. She'ena bracha mitzuya l'bedava asomai. You don't, there's no bracha in something that is not hidden from the eye. Once you know already, asomai min ha'ayin, once something is not hidden, then there can't be any bracha in it. Baruch Hashaleich bracha. Let's see the Mishavru. Sif Katan Dalu. The Kasa Yerabba. Yoyim Beloy Askaras Hashem. The Yerabba says you should do it without Hashem's name. The Dafke B'Moedet K'day La'aser. If you're measuring it in order to know how much Ma'aser to give, then Matzini Shaftiach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bracha B'Lidai. Then Hashem gives bracha. But if you're measuring it just tam because you want to know how much is there, you would not say Hashem's name. K'mod Eksiv Avias Kol Ma'aser. You bring all the mice to the base. Amigdash u'b'chanonu b'nabazayis, you can test me with this, that by through giving tzedakah, v'arikaisu l'chem bracha ad b'lidai, I'm going to give you bracha ad b'lidai. Now, why is this not considered tefillah shav? So, one shot is that l'maisa, Hashem says, that I'm going to give bracha in something that's sarinai, and certainly be counting it in order to be able to know how much tzedakah you can give. So you have the bracha, so therefore it's not considered a tefillah shav because Hashem says I'm going to give a bracha in it. But even a more pashat pshat, they say, is that the truth of the matter is that it's not really shaleh piderech hateva. There's certain things that you can measure, let's say wheat, that it could blow up. It's still growing, or it is al piderech hateva. There is a possibility of it still increasing, and therefore it's not considered a tefillah shav. When you come, you know, Bezman Hazeh, if somebody's, you know, has to at the end of the year, he wants to do an audit to see what he earned, you could make this bracha without Hashem's name, especially since if you're counting it in order to know, then make sure that you gave the appropriate tzedakah, the appropriate maisa on it. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, HaNichnas L'Merchetz. Now, this doesn't apply today, as we'll see. The Beis HaMerchetz back then had a certain level of sakonis nefashis. We'll see why in a moment. But HaNichnas L'Merchetz, somebody comes into the bathhouse. Oymi hi ratzu fanecha Hashem l'kai shetichneseinu l'shalom. You should allow me to come into the Beis HaMerchetz in peace. V'satzileinu l'shalom, I should come out in peace, complete and whole. I shouldn't v'satzileinu my or, you should save me from the fire. And also in the future, Yosef Shalom, you come out in peace. Hashem that you saved me. So let's see Meshavur on this. Why this is not negated today? We're not knowing in this time. Only with this was this takan of making this bracha, this tefila was only in these days. They would put a fire under the sort of the baths. Right, the chafira, they would dig out a hole, so sort of the baths were lying on beams, right, and there was a hollow under it, and in that hollow is where they would build a fire, and that's what would heat the water. They would then bathe in the bath, milamaila al gabe tikra shel gaba. So sort of there was a false floor on top of this hole. And it would not be so uncommon that this would collapse. They didn't have very good building inspectors, building code then. And because of the fire, sometimes these would collapse. So there was a certain level of sakana going into the bathhouse. Av bezman hazeh, today's oimet hatana bezavis, we have a boiler in the corner that's heating the water. Veleka sakana, there's no sakana, so we don't make this. That's why we're not noyik to make this tefila anymore. Sif dalet. Hanichnas lahakiz dam. So this is negayah today. Somebody goes in to be makiz dam. Oimer. It should be your will. This should be for a cure. You are the after the bloodletting. Blessed to see the Baruch Refechayim. So let's see Mishavur on this. This is Negev today. For two parts, we'll point them out in a moment. You can say this by any type of a refuah. Here's the first important part, and this applies to any time we're doing anything for food. It's taking medicine, going to a doctor that's doing a procedure of some sort, right? Any sort of cure that we're doing. You should not think that this should be a refuah. The antibiotics is not what's curing me. Antibiotics is a derech hateva that I have to do in order to take it. But it's the Rabbi Nishom that's curing me. By saying this tefillah, and I'll explain this more in a moment. You're placing your trust in Hashem. And you're asking him to do refuah. And basically what he's saying is follows. When somebody has to take a medicine, he has to take antibiotics. So we can fall into the trap and think that the antibiotics is what's curing me. We all know that's not the antibiotics. It's the Rabbi Nishlom that's curing us. The medicine is simply a way that to make it alpi derech hateva, as we've spoken about in the past, nes alpi derech hateva is, for whatever that means, easier but or more ready for Rabbi Nishlom to do than a nes that's shalai alpi derech hateva. So yeah, somebody has an infection, he's just going to say, I trust in Hashem, meaning that you're asking Hashem to do a cure shalai alpi derech hateva. So we take the medicine. Now, because it's very common that we can fall and slip into this, I'm taking the medicine, I think that it's the medicine. I go to a surgeon, it's the surgeon that's curing me. So therefore, we say this tefillah, this should cure me. Why? Because you are the one that's merapping me. And this reminds us, when we take this medicine, it accomplishes two things. Number one, it reminds us that we're taking the medicine. It's not the Rabbi Nishon, it's not the medicine that's curing me. It's not the surgeon that's curing me. It's the Rabbi Nishon that's curing me. Second, through this emunah and betachin, we have a schus that the cure should actually work. It's also, you know, it's brought down that the same idea. If somebody, chas v'shalom, is going through a major medical situation, he should say that when Mirtz Hashem, when Hashem is going to cure me from this, I'm going to give a Suda Saida to thank Hashem for it. Because what are you showing? You're showing that I don't believe it's the doctor that's giving me the medicine that's curing me, or the doctor that's doing the surgery that's curing me. I believe it's the Rabbi Nishom. So by accepting upon yourself that when I'm cured, I'm going to give a Suda Saida, not to the doctor or to the pharmaceutical that makes the medicine. I'm going to give a Suda Saida to Rabbi Nishom. You're showing that you have betachin that it's Hashem that does the cure and not the doctor and not the surgeon that or the medicine that does the cure. And through this, we are able to be zeichet to this. Now, interesting, it's actually a big machlokes amongst the poskim when we say this yiratzon, and there are so there was recent a couple of years ago, so somebody actually put out cards. But it's kedai to get it. You can probably look it up online. It's kedai to have this medicine when we have to take antibiotics or something. You should say this yiratzon for the reasons that we just gave. But there is a big machlokes whether you say Hashem's name or you don't say Hashem's name in this. So we look into the next Mishabur, Sivkat Zayim, Mitzarchloim Meshem Malchus. So the Mechaber said you say it Meshem Malchus, which is the Beis Yosef and the Taz of hold. Avaloi Risin Hagen came. We don't see, the Prima Gadim says we don't see that with Noig this way. And therefore, there are many that I think, I'm pretty sure the meaning is not to say this Yehiratzayim with Hashem's name in it. Okay, let's continue just over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishem is ate, somebody sneezes. Oimeloi asusa, right? Somebody says asusa or gesundheit, right? Or labriut, whatever they say. the yoima loy baruch tia, you should say thank you because he's giving you a bracha. V'achekach yoima, that's what you say. L'shiyosu kvisa Hashem. Why? Why is this so important by this sneezing? The Amar Rabbi Seinuzal, it's brought down in the Medrash. The mitchila loy hayadam chayla klal. A person would not get sick before he died. What was the problem with not getting sick before you died? Is person didn't have time to do tshuva, right? One of the gifts of getting sick, of course we don't want to get sick, but one of the benefits of getting sick before a person passes away, or, you know, person gets sick and then he gets cured from it, it's misaira a person for tshuva, because he's like, okay, you know what? I realize that maybe there's certain things that I did that I shouldn't have done, and it gives a person opportunity to do tshuva, gives opportunity to get his fears in order, gives an opportunity for him to speak to his family and give them guidance of how they should act. A person would go, he would sneeze, and he would die. He davened that this should not be the case. People shouldn't just die suddenly, and therefore we are, that's why you say Gesundheit, because that sneezing was a sign that a person was about to die. And second of all, you say L'shiyatzcha Kavisi Hashem, that's where it comes from. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Sif. Hey, a person should always be used to saying, everything that Hashem does is for the best. Now, this is also a concept that we spoke about at length and many times, although oftentimes we don't necessarily understand what the good is, but we know and we believe that everything Hashem does is for the best, whether it's because a person deserved a certain punishment because of an avera, and it's a kapara for the avera that the person did, whether it's because it's an assayim for the person, whether because it's machaper for other people. There's various different reasons why a person goes through a difficult time. And a person has to accept upon himself that kol ma diavad rachmana l'tavavad. Oftentimes, Baruch Hashem, if you keep your eyes open, oftentimes you see something bad happen and that you think is bad, and subsequently you look at it and you discover that it was actually the best thing that that happened to you. Whether you're in business and you lost the deal or you lost the sale, and subsequently, sometime later, you discover that really the business deal would have gone bad, or it would have made you look bad, and you look back in hindsight, you see that what you thought was a bad thing was really a good thing. And what we have to train ourselves, and that's what the Mechaber is telling us how to train ourselves, we have to train ourselves is that even when we don't see the ultimate result as to why it was good, we have to understand that just like on those events that happened to us, and every person has that event that happened to him, that he thought was bad and then realized it was the absolute best thing that happened to him, we have to really train ourselves and start believing and recognizing that even when we don't see why what the good was in it, it was really l'tav of it. How do we do this? It's a very difficult thing to do. We're human beings, and it's hard for us to do it. One of the ways that we get to this point is by constantly saying it. Everything, Baruch Hashem, everything is for the best. Everything Hashem did is for a reason. It's all siyata d'shmaya. So sometimes we believe it. Sometimes we believe it a little bit and we're trying to convince ourselves. But the more you say something, the more you're going to get to the point that you actually believe it. And that's why the Mechaber, as it's closing out over here, the Alochas of Brachas, and which is essentially thanking Hashem, right? So when we're eating something and we thank Hashem, it's a davar pashut for us. We were just talking about it earlier today to somebody that, you know, we had this, the concept, right? We say Baruch Atah V'Meita for good and Baruch Dayan Emes for something that seems bad to us. But La'asad Lavai, we're going to say Baruch Atah V'Meita on everything. Why? Because even the Dayan Emes we're only saying is because there's a lack of our understanding why it was good. And that's why we say Dayan Emes. But really, it's good. The more we say it, so Mechaber is telling us, you should get used to saying it, constantly say it, even if sometimes you're not saying with your full heart. And it's hard for you to understand, it's hard for you to really believe something that happened to you is really for the best. But if you constantly say it, you get used to saying it, eventually it'll get inculcated, is a fancy word, but that's the best I can come up with. Eventually, it will get into you that you won't just say it, it won't just be lip service, you'll actually come to the point that you're able to believe it. Once you're able to believe it, that it's all latav of it, then the truth is, nothing bad happens to you, because since it's latav, then you never, ever, ever feel anything bad. We have another minute, so we'll close out with the famous story, they say, with we heard it as a kid, probably many of you heard it, But definitely, if you went to Chassidish Yeshiva, you heard it. There's a famous story, Rebbe Meilach and Rebbe Zisha. A guy once came to Rebbe Meilach and he said to him, it says he's supposed to say, I have a hard time. Bad things happen to me. How am I able to understand what this means? Rebbe says, I don't know the answer to this question. Go to my brother, Rebbe Zisha. He's going to give you the answer to the, he's going to, he can give you that answer. So the story goes, he went to Rebbe Zisha. Rebbe Zisha was known, was an Aniva Evyan. His mamash was threadbare clothes and he lived in a little shack with no heat and he had no money, he had no food. He had come what to eat. He can barely survive. So the guy comes to Rebbe Zisha, he asks him the question. He says, I went to your brother, asked the question. He told me to come ask to you. So Rebbe Zisha says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't know why my brother sent to you. He says, you got to go ask somebody who had something bad happen to him. I never had anything bad happen to me, so I have no idea how to even answer the question. If I would have had something bad happen to me, then I'd be able to answer the question. So that's a madrega to work on. How we get there is what the Mechab is telling us. Constantly say it, koma the other Rachmana Latav of it, and we'll be able to get to it. Okay, we will stop over here, and tomorrow we're going to come up with the last siman in Hilchos Brachos, which gives us a mahalach in life that's even more difficult than being able to say Kol Ma'adavid Rachman on top of it. But with that cliffhanger, I will leave you, and Beit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.